Hey, everybody, it's Michelle dropping in to tell you what this week's session is all about. This is another standout women success story. One of my recent clients, Sarah Anto, who helps female founders, came to me because many women like her are experts at what they do. Brilliant women have so much expertise with their work and transformative ideas, but when they're ready to step out to their next path, they feel unclear. They're not quite sure how to present themselves, find a cohesive message and positioning, put themselves out there for their next big thing. In Sarah's case, she was leaving her corporate role as chief of staff in tech startups in San Francisco and ready to fulfill her dream of starting her own company, helping women, female founders. This is her story of having so much to share with her MBA, CPA, years of experience in tech startups, working in top four accounting firms, all the things that really made her unique. She just had a hard time articulating that because she was ready to get out there. So she came to me and worked with me in my Visible Brand Authority Accelerator, which is my 30-day roadmap where I help brilliant women go from industry experts to visible brand authorities so they can own their lane. So she's going to share stories and tidbits on how she was frustrated and wanting to get out there, but just felt a little unclear. And that was holding her back from putting herself out there, getting on LinkedIn. So she came to me to help her get unstuck and get going. And we talk about the process and the journey that I know many of you listening will identify. Heck, I identify with it. And I even joke in this episode, I wish I could hire me to do my own branding work because I know how hard it feels when you're just too close to it. But one of the things I really want to highlight with Sarah, who's originally from France, is that she's incredibly gifted at what she does, has a heart of gold for women's empowerment, especially women in the tech space, having experience. So I want to share her journey, and you will see how brands come to life, how we weave everything about Sarah, her backstory, her trifecta approach of all the expertise she's bringing and how we kind of mold and meld it. So if you are struggling on the sidelines and feeling, I am so disconnected, I need some cohesion and who I am and really get out there in a bigger way. And I don't care if that's starting your own business, that's, you know, writing that book, speaking on stages, wanting to get more media. These are all ways expert women like you can share your transformative work and ideas, a clear message, positioning, a brand, a strategy to get visibility is so key. And Sarah found her clarity. And not only that, she shares how incredibly fast she got results and also got mentioned in the media. So because it had been 2 months since we recorded this, I reached out to Sarah and said, Sarah, I'm really looking forward to sharing your story, but I know you're going to have some more updates to share. So she sent me this wonderful DM in LinkedIn that I'm going to read to you because it really makes me excited because I know many of you are like Sarah with just a little bit of clarity and positioning, messaging, just someone to show you the way. You're just going to be on fire like Sarah. So she says, hi, Michelle. I'm excited to share some recent developments in my work supporting female founders in the tech industry. In the past few months, I've helped many women who have brilliant tech ideas but lack a tech background. It's been incredibly rewarding to assist them in realizing their visions. I've also gained a lot of media attention lately, being featured in articles and podcasts. Influential leaders in the women and tech space have reached out and supported to cheer me on, which has been amazing for our cause. Additionally, I've started forming valuable partnerships with other women who lead VC funds and provide tech solutions for non-tech founders. These connections are crucial for my mission and are helping me create an ecosystem to support female founders. I've been interviewing successful women tech founders who want to help the next generation. I'll be starting to publish it soon. LinkedIn has been an excellent tool for increasing visibility and credibility. It's empowering to use it to amplify my mission to help 1,000 women launch successful and sustainable companies. Writing to LinkedIn now feels natural and rewarding, especially seeing its impact on many women. Thanks for your continued support and very excited about the podcast episode coming out. Now, this episode is to show you what's possible. And Sarah has a heart of gold. You can read in this language. She has such a mission cause. And that's what I also talk about in this episode. And that's what I talk about in this episode, that having not just expert status, but an authority with a thought leadership cause and mission and frameworks, all those things really help support the greater mission and why I'm doing the work I'm doing to help the impact-driven women. Experts like you. So listen to Sarah in this short episode, and I know you'll find inspiration and some ideas for your journey and where your transformative work and ideas are taking you. Reach out to me if you'd like to chat about your vision and getting your transformative work and ideas out there in a bigger way for whatever that next big path is for you. So let's jump right into it. Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. As a certified personal brand and PR strategist, speaker, and author, I'm here to empower you to put yourself out there so you can find clarity, build visibility, and grow your industry authority. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. I'm your host, Michelle B. Griffin. This week, I'm excited to share another Standout Women series. And this particular woman is someone who is truly stepping in and owning her lane and standing out. Sarah Anto is someone that I recently worked with, and she is excited, and I am too, to just really share her story, her journey, what was holding her back, where she's going now, and all the work she's doing in her field. So we're going to let her just tell us a story and share her journey. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, Michelle. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For those who haven't met you yet, tell us exactly who you are, what you do, who you help.
Yeah, absolutely. So hi, everyone. Sarah Anto. I'm a financial expert and growth strategist, and I help first-time female founders in the tech industry. And I've been in the tech industry myself for many years. It's a very male-dominated industry, and I saw so many women struggles, including myself. So I decided to make it my mission to empower them to found and launch their startup and help them from a three-dimension view, from a strategy perspective, leadership, and finance perspective. So I help first-time female founders feel confident and ready to launch their startup.
Love it. You've nailed that opening line. And I love that because when we first started working together, I know that was something you were feeling a little bit unclear and you were brilliant at what you do. I mean, my goodness, you have an MBA, CPA, years of Silicon Valley experience, all kinds of certifications, previous experience in top four accounting firms. So you were so well equipped on paper, but so many of my clients and the women I see, it's hard to see the frame of the picture you're in is what I like to say. So tell us a little bit about how you're positioned. Now,
when we started working together, I didn't know how to put everything in one place. And it's so hard to see your worth. It's so hard to see, to define your own personal branding. So I needed someone to help me put it all together. And through the work we did, I did a lot of reflection on what are my core values? Who am I here for? Who do I want to help? And through those different exercises, I realized who I wanted to be out there to show up on LinkedIn and become a voice to empower other women. And after I worked together, I started being more out there on LinkedIn, sharing my story. And I became more and more confident and also felt like I could also be vulnerable and people could relate to my story. And since starting that, I engaged with so many women and also men as well that are here to empower us. And I found it amazing. It's been great to find my voice and feel authentic.
You can just tell the passion and the clarity and the conviction in all that you're doing. And since we worked together and you've been on LinkedIn, I've just seen you blossom and just grow so fast. And that's the beauty in the getting out there and visibility, sharing your story. But when you came to me, you had so much. And I think the one thing we really honed in is like, how are we going to position you? Because positioning is everything. And I realized right off the bat, oh my goodness, you have this trifecta of the things that you are really good at and how can we shape that? And one of the ways we work together in all those assessments and those strategy sessions, those golden thread moments that bubble up, the word align and that you said a lot and then I saw too was really powerful. And let's talk about that and tell everyone how we shape that and then your framework and the playbook so that you can really be seen as a thought leader. Because someone who is not just a personal brand, but more of a visible authority brand authority we create is someone who really stands out more than just an expert. Because I feel like experts are commoditized now. So we really need to go deeper with positioning and a framework. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I love the word alignment. I feel like it has followed me most of my life and my career. And it has helped me to really find what I wanted to do. And you helped me realize that as well. So yeah, when we started working together, I felt like I was building a business that I was passionate about. I was getting clients and I loved what I was building, but I felt really not aligned with my LinkedIn profile. Like whatever was out there publicly wasn't me. What I had on LinkedIn was every time I had to look for a new job, it reflected my experiences, and that was it. It wasn't who I was and who I was helping now. So I really needed to refresh all of that. And in order to start putting myself out there, I wanted to have that confident profile on LinkedIn to start talking and sharing. And also putting a website together, I hold off on that, which I think was a great thing to do. And not everyone needs one. For me, it's part of what I do. I needed to have a website, but I waited to really clarify my positioning and my branding before working on that so I wouldn't waste any time.
And that website, I think, and one of the things too, I think when we were talking about that, I know you're recently married, and so you really owned into the new name. And I'm like, go see if that domain is available. And it's such a great name. And so we did kind of reposition you as the personal brand, the founder of your company for now. And you were able to get that domain. And when I was doing some back and forth wrap up, I noticed your website. Oh my goodness, you do that? And then that picture. Can we talk about that picture of you in San Francisco? Tell me the story behind that, because that just sets the tone for exactly what you do.
Yeah. It took me a couple of iterations about my website, but I wanted a very strong picture to reflect who I am and who I'm serving. And initially, I had some professional headshots that, yes, they look nice, but not really anything special. So I was just browsing through the thousands of pictures I've taken in San Francisco, people have taken of me. And suddenly I came through this one that was taken just a couple of months before leaving San Francisco. And it really reflects who I am, like walking down the city. And I spent most of my career there. And it's just, I think it's an empowering picture for a lot of women to see, to show that, yes, you can do it.
Yes, you belong there and you're owning it. Yeah, I just fell in love with that picture. That just signifies everything. That's the beauty. And you picked it out yourself, because before you were held back. I don't know how I want to represent myself. And now you found the perfect one. So that's just another testimony to owning your lane. And I see it yourself. When we first started working together, and then even after our first session, I just see it with all my clients. They get that clarity, those aha moments. And isn't it just so empowering when you know it and you're like, wow, that's me. I can get out there. And for me, when I do this for myself, although it's hard to do this for myself, I don't feel as if I look and see what other people are doing in my field, I don't feel as off track or comparisonitis, because I really know, yes, this is me. I'm owning this and only I do this and this is the way I do it. And to me, that's a very comforting feeling. Did you feel that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like we tend to compare ourselves all the time. And I definitely mostly stopped doing that since we worked together. And I'm just like, wow, what I do and who I'm helping and exactly my mission, I don't see anyone else doing that out there. So I'm so happy I get to help those female founders and in this very specific approach that we also talk through together, like that trifecta approach. I'm not seeing it anywhere else, because I don't think most people have the background that I have with bringing like a CPA plus having been a chief of staff and having worked with a lot of startups. And I love that. That's who I am. That's what makes me different and really bring something to help those founders.
That's my life's work, Sarah. That's what I love doing with every single one of my clients, finding the golden nuggets, the golden thread of what's under the hood and bringing it out there so you just can get out there. And immediately, It's just obvious to me, not to my clients, but that's why they hire me. And I wish I could hire myself for me because I can't do it myself. But when I saw that, I'm like, brilliant. And really, there's not that many people, because one of the things we wanted to caution with, we're like, we don't just want to call you a coach. Anyone can pop up coaching, right? And you have to be very careful in any field because anyone can say anything, but you've got to have the credibility, the experience, the story, and all those things to back it up. And you surely did. And so I really wanted to lean into that and make sure. And then you brought it up a notch. And what I really recommend for just about every single one of my clients, we have some methodology, a framework, something branded so that people can just go, oh, she not only seems to know her stuff, but she has this methodology process. Tell me more. It kind of anchors in the mind. And so let's talk about your Align framework and playbook and what you are envisioning with that now.
Yeah. So I had been working with a lot of clients, and it wasn't just coaching. It was a blend of consulting, coaching, and really bringing a strategic framework to them. But I wasn't following a playbook or a framework per se. And everything was, of course, is tailored to each of their needs. But I started to notice all the commonality of working with those founders. Most of them have the same challenges, are looking for the same things. So when we worked together and the word align kept on coming up, and realizing that this was really something I should put out there to create a playbook and incorporate that in the program I offer. So now when I work with clients, it's a 3-month program going through this Align framework and playbook of helping those female founders assess their vision, develop their leadership teams to work with their team, integrate different strategy, learn about that, also have like growth really mindset when they are building their business. And throughout the program, also help them navigate the different challenges they're facing as a female founders.
See, that makes it easy when you have your own IP methodology process, whatever you want to call it. It can be spun in a lot of different ways, but when it's all you, unique to you, it rises you to that top, to that standout status of someone as the go-to. But isn't it not just easier for them to see the vision that you're taking in the journey, but it's easy for you. So if you're very specialized in your narrow lane, which we help you decide, and then I'm going to talk about how you got even clearer as you got out there, but then you now can not just template it, but you're getting sharper in your skills because you're teaching this one thing or showing this one thing. So you're both benefiting, as you see. So it only just helps everyone. But I want to talk about that, because once we got that, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but the whole Visible Brand Authority Accelerator that we worked with, and what I tell my clients, you're getting everything you need and nothing more to get out there. Because I guarantee you, the minute you take all this to market to get out there, you're going to get even clearer. You're going to get even more refined. That's just everything in life. And so a couple of weeks later, when I noticed your LinkedIn headline, it changed just a little bit to first time female founders. I was like, it's working. So tell me about that, because I love seeing that in action.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think the hardest exercise for me was to really defining that like niche I'm working with and making it very clear. And you told me, you said, it's going to change. You're going to refine it. It's fine. And I love that the program that we did together was 30 days. If it would have lasted longer, I would have been so impatient to launch and I would have waited. So the 30 days was perfect. I just want to emphasize that, because I don't think there are many branding specialists that do that. And I love that about working with you, Michelle. And so after launching everything, continuing to work with clients, I actually realized that most of the clients I was working with were first-time founders. So they were women in the tech industry launching their company, but they were doing it for the first time. And they had very specific challenges that women that have launched businesses before have learned from and don't necessarily have. So I added that to my LinkedIn headline, and it has been resonating great.
I love that. And thank you for that. Yes, that to do something different, I'm always trying to make my stuff unique and different, because I had an 8-week coaching program that basically taught a lot of this and then some, and I just realized it was too exhausting. And my clients, like you said, needed to get out there. They had the momentum, they had the drive to get out there. And I wanted them to get out there sooner because they can come back to me later for other things. But I'm like, go get out there, go do that amazing work. And you are so right, how just getting out there within 30 days. I think on the second session, we started revamping your LinkedIn first impression factor. And of course, you get that whole revamp video and checklist and all that. So your whole LinkedIn profile is completely revamped, but you were able to start getting out there with that clarity and then the confidence and the conviction. Let's talk about some of the things that came your way so soon. You sent me an email, Michelle, I've already been reached out by someone, and I cannot tell you how much that I love getting these emails for my clients that fast. I love it.
Yeah, it was super fast. Immediately after launching my LinkedIn, I had two discovery calls being booked. So clearly people found me that by themselves. I was like, wow, that's crazy. It would have never happened before because there was no way they could find me. So I was amazed by that. You also shared with me something that I was absolutely not aware of, our media opportunity. And since getting into that, I am getting interviewed for an article right now. And I did an interview and I'm going to be in a book of a female author that's talking about women leadership. So this is just amazing. I was like, whoa, already this is happening. And I think after 1 week of launching my LinkedIn, my new LinkedIn profile, I also got invited to talk at a tech conference. And so I keep on seeing opportunity coming every week. It's really amazing.
That makes me so happy. And that's something that I feel is a little bit different than what I work with. I combine my personal branding work with my PR background, my master's in PR, because I know once you get really clear that purpose, then the presence we build, and then I want you to help build that platform with your message and amplifying it in the media with podcasts, speaking, and other partnerships is tremendous. So congrats on the book. That's exciting. Yeah. And you're only getting started. That's what's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And so I know the sky's the limit, but that's just the power of purpose, presence, and platform. My Own Your Lane concept is all about, number one, put yourself out there. You got to decide, which you did. And then we worked on your purpose. Like, why are you here? Who are you for? How are you going to stand out? What are you standing for? Which you're going to talk about that in a minute. And then we build your presence. And then we really amplify that with your platform and your talking points and getting out there with content. And one of the things that I noticed you're doing really was you started also writing articles and just started posting. When we were talking, I'm like, give yourself some runway, start commenting, connecting. But I think you got even more sure in a great way. And so you just said, I'm starting. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. I think the first few days I was commenting and commenting is amazing. I feel like that's how I connect a lot with a lot of new people. And it's amazing to build your network. But I was also, I need to start posting. It doesn't matter if it's not perfect. It doesn't matter if I barely get any likes or impressions. I'm just going to start. And if I don't get any impressions, that means no one saw it. And then who cares? The next one will be better. So I started posting, and now I think I'm posting like 2-3 times a week, and I'm more and more really trying to share my experience as a woman in the tech industry, going through burnout, pivoting my career, and then launching my own company. So really sharing all of those different experiences. And the more I share, the more I get vulnerable and really staying authentic, the more people are engaging and connecting with me. And I find it amazing. Like, just me sharing my experience, a lot of people can relate to it. And that's really amazing. And I also started writing weekly articles. I love that. I love writing. And I'm trying to put more resources out there for female founders. So really trying to collect a lot of information that will help them and connecting them to communities or different way of raising money, all of this kind of information. And I just launched last week my newsletter. So I'll be publishing a monthly newsletter on LinkedIn as well. And same, trying to really make it resourceful, also interviewing female founders that are striving and can share their insights. And it's just very exciting. I've gone all the way out there and I'm really happy with everything.
Oh, it sounds like it. And that's the thing, we hold back, but then that's what's holding us back because we have to start. And no one usually ever goes viral or anything. That's not why we're here. And the first thing that you have to start, because it takes a while for people to start seeing you, especially on LinkedIn. I get clients all the time that don't comment on my stuff, but they reach out to me. So you need to be out there. You know, the visibility will help you connect with that right person. Even if maybe they don't comment on your stuff, they're still seeing you. So you want to be that presence. And since you're so well defined now, they know you are the one for them and you're sharing your stories. And that's one of the things I really recommend my clients share those backstories. We work on that backstory. So you're aware of, oh yeah, this and this is so relatable now to my ideal audience. And you're telling us exactly how that works. And especially with what you do, it's a very relatable, they're pouring their heart and soul and helping, need your help for their business. So they want to be able to trust you. And that's essentially what that is, trust as well.
Absolutely. It's all about building trust and starting to build a connection. Also, you have something you can relate to with this other person. I got to meet so many different people and so many amazing stories as well.
And with Stand Out Women, my new platform and message and method and mission and all the movement I want to try to make is really essentially at the end of the day, mirrors what you're doing. I really want to create and shape, help shape more women thought leaders to really share their expertise or message and be seen, be visible, vocal, valued for all their work, and be paid and all the things. And one of the things you have to do in today's day and age with the advent of all the ChatGPT and automation is you really need to be vulnerable in the most respectful way, of course, but you need to stand for something, okay? Not just how to, but how I, and this is how I feel. And we work on that together. And for you, it was definitely relating to your backstory of the burnout and all the things and the issues of women in tech, which is especially, which are at the forefront right now, of course, with in the media. But I think you feel even more empowered with your actual business stuff you help them. But that empowerment side, I really think resonates. So tell us how you're seeing that and wanting to bring that out even more in the coming weeks, months, and years.
Absolutely. I just felt like it was so hard when I was in the tech industry as a woman growing in my career, getting into leadership position, and like often being the only one in the room or one of the very few, and seeing a lot of women leaders struggle through that. So I decided that was the main trigger of me wanting to start my own company to help other women get a seat at a table and be part of the tech industry and build the future of a lot of different products or services to help other people and even more women. I work with a lot of founders that are in the health tech industry that are trying to come up with new products to improve women's health, for example. I love doing that. Like, it's just so empowering. And so I really want to get more visible and become really an advocate to women who want to launch their company and be able to be successful, and also being able to be themselves and lead the way they want to lead and not have to lead as a man, as we've seen a lot in the past, that was sometimes the only way to be successful. So just being able to truly be themselves, lead the way they feel like they should be leading, and build amazing, successful companies.
That's beautiful. That's everything right there. To hear you say this so well with such passion and conviction and purpose in your message, Sarah, this is why I know you love what you do. This is why I love what I do, so I can help amazing women like you just position all they're gifted at and get out in a bigger way to snowball in the effect. So congratulations on everything. I am cheering you on. And I sent Sarah something yesterday through LinkedIn. Anytime I find an article or someone to connect with would be good. I basically said, you're not going to get rid of me in a good way. I'm like, anytime, yeah. And this is for all my clients, I find something that they need to know that maybe they've already seen it, but you never know. I just send it to you. I'm like, you never know, because I've had so many people, clients start collaborations that way or connect just because you never know. So I'm always looking out for you and championing you on, even when we're not working together anymore. So I'm thrilled you could be here today to share your story and all your growth and success in such a short time. We are all cheering you on. So for those who are listening and they want to check you out and connect with you and learn from you, what's the best place to find you?
Definitely LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn, and then you can get more information if you want with clicking on the link to my website and book a free call to you so we can chat a bit more and get to know each other.
I will put your LinkedIn profile URL as well as your website so they can see an amazing picture on the homepage that I absolutely love. And so I know there's women out there, especially maybe they're not in the tech space or maybe they are, but they know someone. So this is important to get your message out there. So Sarah, what's your best action item for someone who may be like you, ready to get out there? What would you recommend?
I would recommend that you're not alone. You don't have to do everything by yourself. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get someone to help you. And sometimes that's all it takes, to have someone show you the way and how amazing you are and put yourself out there.
I love that. That makes my work complete. So thank you so much. Thank you again, Sarah. Until next week, you know what I'm going to say. Keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. I'll catch you next week. Take care. That's a wrap for today's Brand Therapy session. Are you ready to get visible and build your personal brand? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get unstuck and get going today. And until next time, thanks for listening.